Thomas Paine Podcast, number 40, the Big Wednesday Podcast. Take a little 38 special. Hold on loosely. Take it back to 1981. You folks remember 1981? Man. Just coming out of 8th grade in 1981. I think I drank more in grade school and high school than I did in college. I don't know. We were always causing trouble right outside of Philadelphia. It's funny. The more my family has interaction with my mates from school, different schools, grade school, high school, college, especially college, they say. We thought you were just a troublemaker on the internet. We didn't know that it goes all the way back to grade school. Some people out there listening went to grade school with me. They know who the troublemakers were. And then we moved on to high school. We caused trouble there. We went on to colleges. Some of us had to move on to separate colleges. Second colleges, because you caused too much trouble at your first college. Writing newspaper articles, by the way, newspaper column. You get out of college, you keep causing trouble. My high school guidance counselor, little did he know when he was telling me all the problems I'm going to have in life because I caused trouble, he didn't know that that was my actual vocation. He should have said, "You're really good at this stuff. I think maybe you have a future in causing trouble. I think that's the path you should follow." Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Where were you when I needed you? Nah, the Franciscans were good people. I wouldn't be here without the Franciscans. Third Order regular, TOR. God bless them. The impact they had on my life. Number 40 podcast. Can't believe we made it to 40 big shows. I remember when I was doing like my second show, I was like, this thing is not, no one's going to listen to this. I got things to say, but I don't know if anybody's going to listen. Guess I was wrong. But we have some big news for you today. And news you may want to know. News that you need to know, but you may not want to know. Probably the best way of summarizing my news breaking style. It's like, damn it, this guy always tells me bad things. But it only matters if they're true. That's what matters. Some house cleaning issues as we move on here. Big podcast, number 40. Thanks for tuning in. We're coming off the More Pain show last night. And the Pain in the Morning show. Pain in the Morning show this morning podcast. The More Pain show is on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Subscriber only areas, and we appreciate the patronage on there. It goes a long way, and we're not supported by millionaires and billionaires and other weirdos. We're just supported by you guys. So we stretch those dollars out. And if you're not in there and you got a couple bucks to spare, jump in. I think you'll find it very worthwhile and worth the money, per the reports from folks that are in there. talking with each other, swapping intel. Some folks are helping other folks out that are having hard times. It's good. It's good to see. It's everything that social media should be without the threats, without the death threats. So we appreciate it on those platforms. And we continue to come up with new schemes to offer our direct subscribers. And that'll be an ongoing theme through the rest of the year. And the year is moving fast. Kids are back in school. Hope you guys are out there. That's why I played a 38 special. Hold on loosely, because I know a lot of parents out there are holding on loosely after this first week or first 2 weeks of school, depending on where you are in the country. It's not easy out there, folks, with the kids. If you have multiple kids in grade school and high school, you're well, high school is one thing, but the young kids, you're balancing. Conversations I've had with family members, I don't understand how the government expects parents to balance, go back and forth and make sure all your kids are on making all their Zoom classes. Because they can't just log into one class and sit there all day. No, they have to log out of one class, log back into another class. It's like being in high school for these grade school kids. You know, you didn't really have to start changing classes till high school. Your eighth grade teacher's like, next year, yeah. When you're going to leave the classroom between classes, you have like 3 minutes to get to your class, and you have to change classes and know where you're going. You're like, Jesus, I can't just sit here all day like you guys have been talking to me for 8 years. When I went to O'Hara, okay, Cardinal O'Hara, there were 4,000 kids. I'm not kidding. In the school, and you had 3 minutes to change classes. Impossible. The bell rings. It's mass chaos. It's a mosh pit. And it was a big school, and it was shaped like a U. And if you had a and you weren't allowed to go outside and cut across parking lot to get to the other tip of the U. If your class was in one tip of the U and you're in the other tip of the U, you couldn't. Fucking geniuses. They wouldn't let you cut across. Nah, you can't leave the school building. Oh, thanks. You know that show, The Impossible Race? 3 minutes to get to class with 4,000 kids. I had 800 kids in my lunch. Not kidding. It's insane. So now you're throwing that onto grade school kids who have to log in and log out, but they can't do it. Their parents, their moms have to do it, or their dads have to do it. And guess what? If they had a job that was contributing to the family income so they could get by, how do you work that job now? How do you work the job? Your new job is you're a teacher. Or like I said last night on one of the shows, I know somebody who hired like a tutor to handle this for their three kids. Not even a tutor, just somebody to manage the online classes for them. Come in and manage it. $850 a week. It's like a new round of daycare, right? You got to put your kids in daycare so you can work to pay the mortgage, to pay the bills. They got out of daycare. You're like, whew, get a break now. They're in school. No, not anymore. Now you have another round of daycare. Courtesy of the fucking morons in D.C. who stand up there on their podiums during their conventions and, hi, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You're not going to do shit. You're going to further dig us all into a financial grave, an emotional grave. Now you're messing with our kids. I got nephews playing ball, football. I got nephews playing D1 football. We're a football family. I played in school and college, okay? I got the younger kids coming up, 9 and 10-year-olds. Their seasons have already started. Guess what? Parents can't go to games. One parent a game, one parent a practice, no immediate family. What in the Sam hell is that about? Does anybody know? You want to talk about playing games? This is a big game. I'm playing Little Kansas. Play the game tonight. I think of this song all the time, thinking about what's going on in this country. It's like we're all little lab rats, and They're watching us scurry around, trying to make sense of this, trying to make bills, trying to now handle school for our kids. The kids who are going to school are wearing like dry cleaning bags over their heads. They look like hostages. It's insane. It's sad. We have to play the game every day. Their game, not our game. Our game is, I think, I figured out our game is Americans, most Americans, regardless of what your politics are, most sensible Americans, they just want to be left the fuck alone. Seems like a simple enough task, simple enough request. We pay money and you leave us alone. No, they can't leave us alone. They got to keep messing with us. It's like a game. It is a game. Games without frontiers, war without fears. Peter Gabriel sums it up. Speaking of games, let's move into this main podcast. This might be short and sweet today. What? That's not cool. That's messed up. I expected more from you guys. That's rude. That's rude to your host, damn it. That's racial. That's racist somehow. I'll figure out how that's racist somehow. I'll get you bastards back. There's so much to talk about, and we've broken so much news on a regular basis. We plan to break some more right now. Of course, I know there's a lot of people in the media listening to this show to see what I'm going to say. I try to keep it as close to the vest as I can. Now, we talk about these things usually the night before on More Pain Show, but I go more in depth in the Wednesday podcast. Usually, sometimes I go more in depth on the More Pain Show. So that's why people are continue to log on there, and they enjoy it. And there's always good intel swap going back and forth and great conversations. So check that show out. I do it with Crowdsource the Truth, and that's on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Worth checking out. I'm picking out the next song, everybody. Just relax. I haven't lost my mind. Brilliant Disguise, Bruce Springsteen. That should be the national anthem at this point. These politicians, they stand up there, they tell you one thing. The mics turn off and they're like, fuck these people. These people are stupid. They think you're stupid out here. They think you're a moron. You put up with anything that they throw at you, you have to put up with because you're stupid. Because you won't fight back. Sorry, I'm having my morning coffee here. And I need my morning coffee. I never used to drink coffee. Last couple years, I tried coffee. I said, damn. What the hell was I thinking? All these years, this stuff's great. Hawaiian coffee. It's unbelievable. But the English thought that the colonists were wimps, too, who wouldn't fight back and do anything. And then these people ended up with a fucking pitchfork in their neck. So you politicians out there, be careful. You should never underestimate your opponent. And there's no doubt, folks, in D.C. they see you as their opponent. You're not a constituent. You're their opponent. You're the enemy. You pay the bills. You're paying the bills, and they are the out-of-control high school party while you're out of town. Remember Risky Business? I don't remember saying anything about a party, Joel. That's us. And Joel and his friends and the bitches, they're the government. Risky Business. I don't know what this guy's talking about. The younger crowd. The movies they make now and the songs they make now, it's like you have to explain to the kid. Now, that sounds lame. I'm not watching that movie, man. That's bullshit. Tom Cruise, that guy's crazy. This is before he was crazy. They all start out great, don't they? Tom Hanks. one of the funniest guys when he started out, comedian. Had his first TV show. Really funny. And now look at him, the guy's Mr. Serious. Mr. Illuminati. It's like, hey, what happened to the funny guy? Oh, that was just a shtick. And now you're Mr. Serious. Okay, I got it. I got it. Fucking Mr. Rogers. He thinks he's Mr. Rogers. Anyway, let's move into it and then get on with our business, damn it. 3 weeks ago on this very show, and we appreciate the patronage, we made a lot of noise with a story that we followed up in True Pundit called The Untouchables. It's 3 weeks to the day. 3 weeks. Top FBI reveal Attorney General Barr's immunity agreement to protect Biden and Obama from evidence found during John Durham's probe of illegal spying on Trump. That was episode 37. Talk about a brilliant disguise. Fucking Barr and Durham. Wow. These guys are pros. Total pros. These guys make Copperfield and Henning and Blaine look like a training film. Story said exclusive. Top FBI officials revealed on the Thomas Paine podcast that the feds have been asked to ignore compelling evidence linking Barack Obama and Joe Biden to the U.S. government's illegal counterintelligence investigation waged against the 2006 Trump campaign. In shocking detail, the feds reveal the Attorney General William Barr has provided de facto immunity to Obama and Biden to spare the duo from any prosecution from federal prosecutor John Durham's probe. Why would Barr do this? Protect the two highest ranking targets of Durham's alleged sweeping probe. What happened? Oh, the music's okay. I tried to stop the music, but it wants to play. More Bruce. I ended this morning's show with this song. We'll go with it from The Wrestler. I like this Bruce song. Why would Barr do this? Protect the two highest ranking targets of Durham's alleged sweeping probe. Payne, that's me, explains why and details the shocking revelations from Justice Department insiders miffed at trying to conduct such a complex and high-profile investigation while handcuffed by Barr. That's what it said 3 weeks ago. So what happened in the last 3 weeks? Now we start to see other people coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, what's going on with Durham's probe? This is crazy. This Payne guy, this Moore guy, seems to know what the hell's going on. See, I'm not going to pontificate too much about it. How fucking crooked the media is. I smell it a mile away. I'm like the worst nightmare. I'm like the conscience of these people. That's why they stay away from me. They know I know what the fuck's going on. It's good and bad. It's good because I don't owe them anything. It's bad because it's hard to get our stories out. Hard to share a lot of stuff. We don't get retweeted by the beautiful people because the beautiful people are full of shit. And they know I know. And I won't kiss ass because I don't have to. I did that in my career. I already kissed ass. When you get older, folks, if you're young in your 20s and 30s and 40s, early 40s, something happens to you when you're in your 50s. You just don't give a fuck anymore. And I can't even imagine what it's going to be. I didn't give a fuck in my 20s. But I can't even imagine what it's going to be in my 60s. I just don't give a shit. I don't want to be your fucking friend. I don't need to be your friend. I don't need any more friends. I have all the friends in my life that I've made so far that I've kept and have been with me and stayed with me. They'll be my friends to the end. Although I have been making some good contacts and friends on Patreon and on Subscribestar. These guys, I really like this crowd. They're good folks. They have a good heart. That's important. But these guys in the media, okay? Now they're starting to come out and stick their head out like Punxsutawney Phil. I guess it's safe to say maybe Durham's not doing anything. Now you watch. after this show what happens. Okay. That's what happened 3 weeks ago. Okay. But now I'm doing a 1-2 punch. And we had this before the holiday, but I said, let's wait until after the holiday because, you know, fuck, how much news can you break in a week? I said, we'll wait. And you're starting to see some of it trickle out, right? Trey Gowdy stuck his head out a couple days ago. Some of the people said, you should have put this out a week ago. I said, just relax. We're driving the narrative. No one else is driving the narrative on national security for the last 3 years, 4 years. Nobody. These guys wait to see what we do, and then they wait, and they sit on and say, well, I guess, yeah. So we'll lead the way again here. We'll help these people. We'll lead the way again here. That's what we'll do. You have to be a leader out here. So we'll lead the way with another FBI scoop. And you folks watch how this unfolds. Since 2 or 3 weeks ago when we broke this story I just read to you. The Untouchables. You watch the floodgates. Other journos who are establishment folks. Basically afraid of their own shadows as well. Or afraid to write something that their overlords didn't tell them to write. Establishment folks. They'll start and they'll begin writing stories talking about what I am about to break now and what we broke 3 weeks ago. They'll start packaging it together. But don't expect them to credit my reporting or True Pundit or Thomas Paine. They won't do that, but that's okay. It's like I almost have to like pave the way for these wimps to come out against the Justice Department. And you know this has happened many times before, right? And you understand out here, I don't really care about them. The listeners, the readers who are following us and who are supporting us, they know who drives the fucking narrative when it comes to this stuff. FBI, DOJ, right? They know it, and so do these dopey reporters. That's all that matters. You know, it's also hard to come out, folks, it's hard to admit when your quote-unquote sources played you like a fiddle and they lied to you time and time again. And you went on TV and you went out in print and you went on your podcast and you went on radio and sold people lies for years, not just fucking once or twice, for years. And you built a reputation on telling people lies. How do you erase that? You're in. You picked your horse. So in many instances, how do you even get out of that? I wouldn't even want to be in that situation. It's a potential disaster. You're in quicksand now. You thought you were riding high. You're getting money. You're getting clicks. You're getting money. Getting FaceTime on national TV, right? All these people. But you've lied to everybody. Your sources. You never had any sources. Your sources played you. Or you just outright lied. There's no gray area here. It's black and white. If you had sources that were so good, and they said everybody was going to jail, nobody's going to jail. I told you guys Obama and Biden are off the hook. You're about to find out who else is off the hook. How do you erase that when you lie to people for so long? I don't even know how you erase that. It's sad. I don't envy you folks out there. Are the readers and listeners and viewers, are they smart enough to figure this out? I don't know. Some of them will understand that they've been lied to. They'll have to deal with it. It's like sometimes I think folks out there have like a battered syndrome or a Stockholm syndrome where they somehow they feel like they're, I don't know. I don't get it. If someone lies to you on a regular basis, why would you still give them patronage or support? I don't get it. people are a funny bird these days. People are a funny thing, especially with the everything that's going on now. I think you need more people in your life to tell you the truth, whether it's in your family or on your as a news consumer. Find those people. I'm not the only one. You might also think I'm a fucking asshole. That's cool. But I'm an asshole that tells the truth as best as I can tell you the truth. Based on from what we hear inside, and our sources are pretty goddamn good. Good enough for a couple guys from Philly to buy a $35 website template 4 years ago and start driving the national narrative. See, that's the power of truth. You don't have to have billions of dollars like the Murdochs, and they use that to bullshit you and to trick you and to fool you. The hype stuff that doesn't exist. To promote lies. You don't need that. See, the truth the truth is a funny thing. If you sell the truth, you can make a mark for $35. That's what scares the hell out of guys like Murdoch. And all the people behind mainstream media. That's why they won't share stuff from independent journalists. Fucking dangerous. We're dangerous to them. We're poised to upend their entire media monopoly apple cart. It's going to take time. I understand that. But sometimes I think you folks are just... I'm not talking about necessarily the people who listen here. People in general, conservatives. I think from what I've seen the last 4 years, conservatives are easily played by these Pied Pipers in the media and on Twitter and places like that, that lie to them. Tell them what they want to hear. It's sad. I'm sad. So you're not going to get that here. So whether you support me or not, whether you think I'm an asshole, whatever, you're going to get it straight. And guess what? Our track record has been fucking pristine by playing it straight. The great thing about the truth and working, listen, I worked with these guys who they're dealers. The feds, right? When you work with these guys, they're brokers in fear and brokers in lies, and you become a professional at it. FBI, CIA, DEA, NSA, DOD, Marshall, Secret Service, Homeland Security now, right? And places you never, federal outposts you never even heard of. And you wouldn't scratch your head and say, wow, that exists? Holy shit, right? Part of the tradecraft is lying. This is what it's built on. So when you come in and use the truth, very powerful. They don't want you to know the truth. The whole system is built on promoting lies and bullshit to you. Now, that exists whether they're talking about some kind of a national... I'll give you an example. Perfect example. Okay. Perfect example. They're spinning all these operations now. Might be too early to say this, but I'll say it anyhow since it's number 40 podcast. What the hell? They're spinning all these operations now like where they're recovering children as they've been working on these for a long time. Right? There's a spin behind all this stuff to make it look like these guys are really better at their jobs than they truly are because they're only as good as the intel that they get. But if they're sitting on their ass and they're not out securing the intel, they're not going to be recovering kids from different places. Don't you think it's a little strange that all of these kids have been trafficked and stuff, they've been recovering a lot of these kids and... By the way, beating their chest after they do it, which is fine. You can take a victory lap. You can spike the football if you're saving kids. I don't have a problem with that. But don't you think it's a little strange that all this happened after Ghislaine Maxwell has been locked up? You don't think she's singing? Of course she is. Of course she is. That's where the intel's coming from. She's saying, I know about this guy. I know about that guy. I know about this guy. Take it easy on me, please. I'm trying to cut a deal here. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in prison, in federal prison, or for what's left of my life. Like Epstein, you know. I want better conditions. I want to be moved to this place. I'll cut deals with you. I'll tell you about these guys. And then the Feds swoop in, credit to them, and they go do something about it, right? But they're not telling you what's really going on behind the scenes. They're spinning it like they've been working on this stuff. It's cool, but the whole system still is built on deceit and lies and spin and hype. So what I'm saying is when you come in with honesty, you blow the fucking roof off of everything, including the media, which is built the same way. The man behind the curtain, every media organization has a man behind the curtain, right? It's all bullshit. But independent media doesn't have the luxury of spinning things and lying to you. Well, some of them do. It's sad. But eventually you figure it out and you move on and you look for better sources. So that's what I'm saying. Honesty and the truth is a really hard commodity to compete against. You literally need deep pockets, almost like an endless budget to do that. Guys like Murdoch and things like that. So that's where we're at. Now, let's get on to this. I've been talking for half an hour. It's good. Just in the same spirit of talking about Barr and Durham and everything and all the hype behind that too. I think about frame that exactly with what I'm saying about the hype, all this media. Barr, Durham. What has happened since then? This has been going on for a long time. What has happened? Nothing. Nothing's happened. One guy pled out to a 1001 charge. That's the federal equivalent of jaywalking. Papadopoulos pled out to that. I think he got 2 weeks in prison. Okay, yeah, he's a felon and everything. It's like a throwaway. It's a process crime. All right, the guy lied. He could have charged that guy, right? If he didn't plead guilty, they could have charged him with four or five other things and put him away for 5 years. They didn't. They threw him a bone. And people think that he's working to rat out other people. You're sadly mistaken. Klein Smith is not doing that. He's a low-level guy. He was there. He was a lawyer for 4 years in the FBI. That's the equivalent in the Justice Department of the FBI. That's the equivalent if you just started a new job and you were there 3 months and the kind of access you would have as a new employee to what really goes on as a mid-level, mid-management employee, what kind of access you would have about the secrets that goes on in your new employer. Who would you even be able to rat out? It's an impossibility. He's not ratting out anybody, so that's nonsense. What's this you're going to rat people out to? Durham? Really? Is Durham doing anything? We've already established the fact that he gave Barack Obama and Joe Biden basically a free pass. And that story is starting to leak out now after, quote-unquote, leak out. We broke it, but now it has to leak out into the mainstream because, oh, this guy. This guy's been right for 4 years, but we don't want to tell people about his website. They might not read my website. They might not. I have to protect my personal brand. You know, this guy, I can't let people know that this guy's better than me. Am I not better? Facts matter. Track records matter in this business. All the fanfare that Durham's been very busy and this clandestine investigation and people are going to jail. It's all bullshit. I've said that. The newest wrinkle in that is Mr. James Comey. I reached out to his people yesterday and the day before. They won't call me back. Some of his friends and him, right? They're great on the internet. They're all world. But when you reach out to some of these people, they're like, oh, what's that guy want? Why would he want to talk to us? Because I'm a journalist. I'm trying to talk to you, run things by you, right? It's what you do. I'm running a show here. It would be great to have their perspective. But they're kind of cowards when it comes to this stuff. It's understandable because they're players of the game, too. When you don't play by the game's rules, they get a little nervous. But I don't play by anybody's fucking rules. I think you figure that out. I play by my own rules. Comey, Durham, nothing's going to happen. The same folks who told us that there was a de facto immunity agreement to protect Biden and Obama from evidence found during Durham's probe of illegal spying. The same folks are saying Comey's walking. He's out of the woods on this. It's So if you folks out there were holding hope that James Comey was going to prison for something, think again. He's not. And he would be probably, I think, the centerpiece of the investigation. When you remove Biden and you remove Obama from the investigation, who's the next in charge? Comey. I guess you could make an argument that Loretta Lynch would be in there somewhere, or Eric Holder. But certainly Comey was FBI director during this time. I would see him as the top dog that you were trying to work to get to during the investigation. So that takes three major chess pieces off the board here for Durham's investigation. Think about it. And you don't have anybody ratting anybody out. Because if you did, you would already see indictments. Durham's not even playing that game. Here's what I was told by these same guys. Comey was never even really a serious target here. Did you hear that? Comey was never, ever really a serious target here for Durham. What is this guy doing? What is Barr doing? What kind of a sham is this? As we said 3 weeks ago, the only people in the entire country to say this, and now, thank God, it's coming out. Even though if they don't credit us, that's cool. That's life. We're used to it. Like I said, you guys know where this stuff comes from. Three top pieces off of the chessboard, the DOJ chessboard. Three. I've never seen an investigation where you go in. Imagine this. Let's look at a traditional narcotics investigation of a narcotic cartel, a drug cartel. And you folks have watched enough TV to understand this. And from the stuff like Narcos and stuff, it's true to form. That's why those shows do so well, because they're based on reality. You wouldn't work an investigation where the top three cartel leaders in a criminal operation were given a get-out-of-jail-free card. What the hell is the point of even working the investigation? Well, here's the deal. I don't even think there was an investigation of those three guys. Like we said about Obama and Biden, they found stuff that was very damning to them, just as they found, by the way, I guess I should stipulate that they did find serious problems that happened under Comey, and Comey was responsible for himself. Guess what? Nothing happens. Doesn't matter. So they find that these guys broke the law on several different occasions, including Biden and Obama are implicated in this. It doesn't matter. They walk. Comey, is he going to walk? That's what they're saying inside. No chance. No chance he goes down on this. No chance. But all Barr has to do is do a little Potomac two-step, and they bring in John Brennan, and they quote-unquote grill him for 8 hours. Durham grills him for 8 hours. Really? And everybody goes nuts. They're all going to jail. No, they're not. Biden's off the table, and he's running for president, by the way. Okay? What happens if the guy becomes president? You think the Justice Department's going to indict the guy? God forbid he doesn't become president. But if he does, this whole thing's over anyhow. They ran the clock out. That's a whole nother issue. Barr has run the clock out. We've talked about that before. Barr has done a masterful job of running the clock out. If you think anything's going to happen from Durham or Barr before the election, you're sadly mistaken. It's not happening. But I'm talking about just in general, if Trump does win again, will Comey, will Biden, will Obama be implicated in this? Absolutely not, as far as an indictment goes. That's what the folks on the inside are telling us. So you tell me how Barr and Christopher Wray and John Durham, everybody's hero, John Durham, the guy is basically a puppet at this point. The guy's basically Barr's puppet, and whoever Barr answers to, who fucking knows? You don't even want to know who Barr answers to. All these people They were going to reform the Justice Department. They were going to reform the FBI. Not happening. It's not happening. It's fantasy. What's that song? Dear Mr. Fantasy? Play us a tune? Something to make us all happy? That's what they've been doing on TV. I got to find that. Who sings that song? Traffic? Old Steve Winwood? There it is. Be quick on the dials here. Impress the ladies in my DJ skills. Back in the day, used to DJ college parties at Villanova when I was in high school. Fraternity parties and stuff. So when I got to college, I was ready to rock and roll because I had been doing it for 2 or 3 years. And people are like, who is this guy? He knows the songs to play. He's got the moves. He knows how to roll in the liquor and the beer. I was in training down here, Philadelphia. Those kids at Villanova weren't afraid to spend some money on beer and blow. Oh, man. Anyway, that's another story. That's part of the book. This is Mr. Fantasy bullshit. You got Barr. You got Ray. You got Durham. You got all these people in the media driving a narrative, just like the left drives a bullshit narrative with the media about COVID-19. You don't think that's all fucking concocted by the media? Who backed Fauci? Who backed Burks? Who backed Redfield? Who backed Bill Gates? When's the last time you saw a negative story about Bill Gates in the mainstream media? The same thing's going on in the right-wing media. They're giving cover for Barr, for Ray, for Durham. And those guys, as I've said, it's a protection racket. Now they're protecting, who are they protecting? They're protecting Biden. They're protecting Obama. Now they're protecting James Comey. Why? Who's next on the list? What's the next major chess piece they're going to take off the board? An FBI corruption. McCabe? Are they going to take him off the board? Peter Strzok just came out with a book. I reached out to him. He doesn't want to talk to me. I'll talk to these guys. They don't want to talk. You know why? They don't have to talk. It's all sorted out. It's all taken care of. Does a guy, even like a guy like Strzok, who was completely out of control, does he not get indicted? Are they the next two pieces off the board? We're knocking pieces off the board here, folks. Nobody else in the media is, but I am. Now, can things change on the inside and something happens and these guys end up getting indicted? Possibly. I'd say it's remote at this point, but possibly anything can happen on the inside. Criminal cases can turn around on a dime. I've seen them turn around on a dime. But when you got guys on the inside telling you what's going on and they've been right so often, you have to think, you have to kind of go with it. The same guys that told us about Berman. The U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York about his battle with Barr and what really went down there. So far, they've been on the fucking money. Now, it goes against the complete media's narrative. It goes against it, but that's... Who gives a shit? When you're right, you're right. What's going to happen here? Well, who's the next major piece off the board? I know Comey and his people are listening to this. It would have been better if you talked to me. But like I said, when you have a good lawyer, okay? When you have good lawyers and you have good representation, here's what they tell you, because I've had good lawyers in these situations. They tell you, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to do interviews. You can go out and do a book tour, stuff like that, if you want to do that. You can write a book from your perspective and do a book tour. But you don't have to answer any good, real hard questions. People throw softball questions at you. You answer their softball questions. You avoid all situations where anybody's going to ask you something where you could incriminate yourself. All situations. There's no advantage. You know why? A good lawyer has already worked out everything behind the scenes. Criminal defense lawyer. Everything's worked out. You guys don't understand that with the Justice Department? Everything goes on behind the scenes. You run into problems when you try to go public with what goes on behind the scenes and you take that public. Look at General Flynn and his lawyer. They went public and they continue to have problems. The Justice Department doesn't like that when you put the spotlight on how things really work. Sadly, you would get much more traction if you worked out things behind the scenes. That's how they like it. They like to be out front as the bully. Let everybody know that they're in charge. When you call them on the carpet, you got major problems. So these guys like Comey and Biden and Obama and even McCabe. McCabe's lawyer is a player, right? And Strzok's old man, his connection to the agency, you don't, and Barr's connection to the agency, you don't think all this stuff is worked out behind the scenes? It is. I'm proving it. I'm literally sitting here proving it on a weekly basis. That it's all been worked out. You can believe me or not, it's cool. Time will be the ultimate judge. Time and you folks. But the clock is ticking. That hourglass is running out of sand, folks. And I'm looking more and more smart every day. But it's all worked out behind the scenes. You think a guy, listen, reality check. You think a guy like Brennan steps in and talks to Durham? It doesn't even matter if he was there for 8 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, or 30 minutes. You think Brennan walks into that situation without assurances in writing that he's not a target of the investigation? What would be the upside of him going and talking to Durham? He doesn't have to talk to Durham at all. He's going in. It's another move on the chessboard. You think Brennan's going to jail? Is he? We haven't even reached over to DOD and Justice talking about guys like Orr and Brennan and all these guys, these other players in this massive scheme to unseat a president. It's a coup. These guys are running a coup. It's massive. It's a massive scoop, massive story. They're all going to walk away from it. You think Brennan goes up there without having assurances that nothing's going to happen to him? Absolutely not. No lawyer in their right mind would let a high-profile client walk into a legal minefield like that with a bunch of fucking sharks in the Justice Department. You might as well just show up with a written confession. They get you when you don't show up with counsel and when you don't broker a deal before you step into the room. That's when they get you. They, you know, if that were my client and I would say, look, I'll bring my client in. One, he's not a target. I have to know that in writing. Two, there's no FBI there. Can't be no FBI. In case my client fucking slips up and lies, he can't be charged with a process crime later. So we'll come in and talk to Justice. Okay, we'll come in and talk to you guys. But I don't want any FBI there. I don't want any federal agents there. We'll talk to lawyers. We'll talk to Justice Department lawyers. But I don't want any federal agents there in case this guy fucks up and says something I don't know about. Because as your attorney, as a person's attorney, you don't know all the idiosyncrasies, right? A good attorney, a good criminal attorney, folks might not understand this. A good criminal attorney, when they agree to represent you, they say, all right, well, let's lay everything out, lay your story out. And they create a number of contingencies, a number of hard questions. They try to shoot holes in your alibi. Then when they have all that done, they spend hours with you, literally hours. And you're paying through the nose, $700-$800 an hour. Then they'll say, okay, so we're going to schedule your polygraph. And you're like, what? The lawyer's like, yeah, I got to fucking polygraph you. I got to know what I'm getting into before we go in front of the feds. I have to know whether you're lying to me to protect you. I have to protect you from yourself. That's my job. Now, a good criminal attorney will put you, have you wired up in a polygraph. And if they don't do it, okay, it's not the real deal. They have to know if you're lying to them. All clients lie to their attorneys. I would say the majority at the outset, as time goes on and the case gets thicker, the truth's come out. But you can't make a misstep against these guys. They will fucking excoriate you, the feds. They're a machine. So yeah, a good lawyer, good defense lawyer, is going to have you wired up to see if you're telling the truth so that they can plug holes in your story. So that when you get up on a stand, if you get up on a stand, God forbid, or you're in a proffer meeting with these guys, or a reverse proffer or something like that, the lawyer has to know all the weaknesses of your entire case so that the feds can't exploit it, because they fucking will. They will. So you can't tell me that Brennan walks in there without all that in place. That's fantasy, Dungeons and Dragons, fucking Game of Thrones bullshit. And anybody else who's selling that online is, oh, he's going down the tubes. Prove me wrong. Prove me fucking wrong. So this might not be the podcast, the big number 40 podcast you wanted to hear. Now, I have a couple of interviews lined up for today. But I decided, you know what? No. This stuff is more important. Because this affects, and this goes to the root of everything we've been doing for the last 4 years here at True Pundit. That's why I got involved in this. I blow the whistle on these guys. I thought maybe there was an outside, stupid me, maybe there was an outside chance some of these criminals would end up in prison or indicted. Stupid me. But I also continue to learn after 3 or 4 decades in this business. Somebody said 5. I don't understand how you could. Well, I guess, people say spanning. So I guess 5 decades I've been in journalism. 80s, 90s. Started in the 80s. That doesn't make any sense. 80s, 90s. 4 or 5 decades spanning, right? We'll say 4. And I still continue to learn. So don't beat yourself up for being exploited, being played, because these guys are professionals and it's a machine. You're up against a machine. You got the media, you got these guys. It's a machine. It's formidable, especially when you go head to head with them. My God. Let me tell you something. When you go head to head with these guys and you're a target and you're going to get indicted, you don't say a fucking word. You're a church mouse. Your lawyer tells you, don't go out front. No public statements. Keep your head down. We'll work this out behind the scenes. Again, we'll work it out. And they don't want you running your fucking yap about what a piece of shit the FBI is, the Justice Department. That's a no-no. And certainly, if you're a target, don't attack the president when he's a GOP president and you're not, and you were trying to throw him out of office. Do you actually think if these guys, these guys were going to be indicted, that they would be slamming the president and writing books? It's insane. No, you wouldn't hear a word from them. They're on the internet. They're celebrating. That's why I want to talk to these guys. Like, you guys seem pretty carefree. Books coming out, you're getting paid. You're banking a lot of cash between your books, your TV shows. Comey has a TV show coming out in a couple weeks on CBS about how he took on Trump. Do you think that it's already been worked out, folks, according to our guys inside? Nothing happens to that guy. That's 3 major chessboard pieces off the chessboard that we've told you about now in the last, it's 3 weeks, right? So it's 3 weeks to the date. It was episode 37, the big podcast, episode 37. Listen to that. Listen to that podcast. It's insane. And you should share this fucking thing too. You need to be more diplomatic when you tell people to share stuff. I'm sorry. Can you, if you find the information here valuable, please share it with your friendly neighborhood patriot. Or friendly neighborhood person who gives a crap about the country, we would appreciate it. It's one way we can get around these social media overlords who continue to kick us in the head every day. Remember the end of the movie Airplane? Robert Stack said, "You ever been kicked in the head with a metal boot?" That's what it's like every day when he's talking to Stryker in the cockpit. That's what it's like every day. Trying to be independent media and trying to find your way and get your word out and get your stuff out. And unfortunately, there are a lot of carpetbaggers in this business. that have bigger platforms, and they'll take what you say and repackage it as their own, and that it's breaking news and things. That's one of the great things about the podcast is we're making it harder for them to do that without people knowing where this stuff comes from. This is a developing story, and we will continue to develop this story just as we do all the other things that we break. But we need to get the truth and good information and solid intel into your hands to counterbalance all the bullshit that you're fed on a daily basis. Spoon-fed bullshit. Really is disgusting. And I see it as a news veteran and an intel veteran, and I see the games that are being played, and it's, I don't like the games that are being played. And make no mistake, we play Kansas, play the game tonight. It is a game. It is a game. When I talk about a chessboard, that's exactly how I see it. That's exactly how they see it. This is a game, and they are 5 or 6 moves ahead of everybody else. Especially the media. Well, the media is part of it on both sides now. We know that the media is fucking corrupt. And one of the ways to counter that is to, you know, I'll throw a plug in for us. Throw us a bone on patreon.com/truepundit and on subscribestar.com/truepundit. Subscribe to us, underwrite what we're doing so we can have a better wherewithal to cover more stories. We need to cover more stories. There's more stuff to do. We got to get more truth out there, man. You know, we have been able to beef things up with as support continues, and it's awesome to have the resources to do that. We need to do more. There's so much to do. There's so much stuff to tackle. And it's a little overwhelming, to be honest with you, but we'll keep plugging away. And there's no shortage of stories. There's no shortage of scoops, especially now in this COVID-19 disastrous era we're in. I would like to just tie this whole FBI thing off and just focus on COVID, but I keep getting, they keep pulling me back in. Is that what they say? Every time I want to get out, they keep pulling me back in. These guys call me and say, "You got, this is a major scoop. You got to talk about this." Okay, we'll do it, right? But then I want to get back to COVID. So we'll get back to COVID. We talk about COVID every day on the Pain in the Morning show. I think our focus has been really on the money when it comes to the important things going on in our country. And we do appreciate our subscribers big time. So share this if you can. When we do a story on it, please retweet it if you can. Get the word out. And hang in there. I know you're out there, like I said in the beginning, holding on loosely. Say a prayer. Look for some help. Ask for some help. Ask for some guidance. We're doing our best to try to give you some guidance out here. The stuff that comes across our desk, it's taken 35 years to build our intel operation, our intel sources. So, as I say at the end of every show, take care and God bless you.
If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers. without tears. Games without frontiers. War without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we're hiding the tunes by the seaside. Could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Make it show.